I am buzzing. We're back. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, hands and
tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
All right. Now, after 9 o'clock this morning, despite us currently doing the girly quiz, my poor little dog, Seamus, has some very masculine problems that he's facing this morning. I'll tell you all just after nine.
For now, a man that you don't need to feel sorry for, it's Dave. He's taking on the girly quiz. We're back for 2026 with a clean slate, full year ahead of us, no scores to...
Yeah, 0-0.
Thank God, it's 0-0. And on to play, we have Kelly this morning.
Yeah, Kelly is our phone a female. Dave has two lifelines to help him win the week. One is a simplify, one is his phone a female. And obviously, he must get those three questions correct in order to win the week. Kelly, tell us, how are you this morning?
How are you, Kelly?
Good, thank you.
Now, Kelly, what is your area of expertise when it comes to women? Is it, and I will use the term I always use and Fiona slags me for, is it body parts? Is it beauty? Is it health? What is your area?
You know what, I'm going to be safe and I'm going to say general knowledge of being a woman.
Can't go wrong with that, Kelly.
A jackie of all trades. I like it, Kelly. Thank you. And I know you have Kylan and Brody in the car with you as well. Are they big listeners of the girly quiz? Do they know all those things or do we need to...
Oh, Kylan loves the girly quiz. Does every week. He loves the minute it comes on. Here's the girly quiz.
And does Kylan have some awkward questions for you after the girly quiz or are you a cool mom and you don't mind?
No, he's actually okay.
He knows better
than
to ask.
Kylan's a king.
Right, we will be back to you, Kelly, no doubt about it. For now, though, just a note, if you do have little ears in the car and you don't want some awkward questions...
Maybe you're not a cool mom.
maybe there's some things that you don't want little ears to hear. That can be the nature of the girly quiz sometimes. So just keep your hand on the dial and maybe turn down where you feel appropriate.
Absolutely.
For now, though.
And as always, complaints to 0877 989898.
I have to say these questions are fairly safe. We should be absolutely fine.
Tame vibes.
For the first time in 2026, best luck, Dave. Not... Name the process of curling lashes to last longer using a chemical solution. He's looking very pensive there.
But like... curling lashes through a chemical solution.
Yeah.
Can I just say, first of all, I'm honestly really impressed by how you keep coming up with questions.
Oh, thank you.
It's very impressive. It's been what feels like 40 years and we're still doing this bloody quiz.
Women are just such a mystery.
To curl an eyelash, I would imagine mascara or something. Like that would be, for me, what I think it would be. But what are you doing? So can you give me the question one more time?
The question is, name the process of curling lashes to last longer using a chemical solution.
So it's something a bit more permanent than mascara.
Curling. Yeah, see.
Clue, Fiona. Clue.
Well, do you know?
Because I know you can tattoo on your eyebrows. I don't think you can tattoo on your eyelashes.
Maybe like, surely try.
You could kind of maybe 3D print them or something, maybe.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I imagine... This sounds like a diss, but I'd imagine it isn't. I'd imagine Kelly has lovely eyelashes.
Would you say
I'd
so?
I'd imagine Kelly has her eyelashes are done. So, Kelly, I got 30 seconds on the clock. I'm really, really hoping you know the answer, because I don't think Kylan or Brody will. What is the answer to that thing that you can curl your eyelashes with a chemical solution
to make them last,
last longer?
It's a lash lift.
Lash lift?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Is that something you've heard of, Dave?
Yeah, well, I've heard of a couple of lifts. You know what I mean?
There's
you got
a lot
your bum lift,
lifted.
You got your boob lift, you got your lip flip. No, that's a lot of lift.
You got a facelift?
A facelift, yes, exactly.
Plenty to be lifted.
Right, okay.
Right, you're fine, are you locking that in?
A lash lift. Kelly, surely that is correct. And you said it so with so much confidence that I'd imagine it probably is. Final answer, lash lift.
Correct.
Ah!
Well done, Kelly,
thank you. And do you know what? I'm just raging myself. A bad start, I think. I didn't even have a guess.
The female juices haven't been flowing yet. You need to get the estrogen flowing around the body. Yeah.
Give me that needle.
All right, Kelly, you've won yourself a €50 Just Eat voucher. Thanks so much for getting involved and have a lovely day.
Thanks, Kelly.
Well done, Kelly.
And so have a great day.
You too. Bye. See you later, guys. Kylan. See you, Brody.
Okay, one for one. Can he keep the winning streak alive or the correct answers alive?
A lash lift. I'm so stupid.
A lash lift. You've got it now. Don't worry. That'll never leave your head. You've got your simplify remaining. Two questions to go. Okay, Dave. Question number two. What famous woman popularized the revenge dress
in
the 90s?
Yes, I have it. It's... I always remember, whenever I picture James Kavanagh wearing it.
Oh, because he dressed up as this person for Halloween. What is a revenge dress? Before you give us an answer,
revenge dress.
I want to hear more about your understanding of it.
Yeah. It's the kind of dress one would wear.
Oh, damn it.
It's the kind of dress one would wear when there were three in the marriage.
So it was a little bit crowded.
Quite crowded.
Final answer, King Charles. No. The revenge dress was worn by Princess or Lady Diana Spencer.
Go on.
Oh, wow, well done. We know he is a fan of the Crown.
Yup, the Crown.
So you probably remember the start of that episode when she came out legs first in that beautiful
black dress.
The day that Charles was like, yeah, like I'm with your one. Like,
I'm with Camilla.
Obviously she knew about it for a while. Do you remember when they were going away on their anniversary trip or something? This is Charles and Diana.
So
now.
Oh,
and
they were started looking on
to get
Diana
the band
tub.
Back together. Was that when they went to, not when they went to Australia or something?
No, just saying they went off together on a trip and Charles's cufflinks were the CC, of course, gifted by Camilla.
The dirty dog.
Well, there you go. Dave, you know your stuff. The revenge dress in the bag. You still have your lifeline as we crack in to question number three.
Come on. You're
in good position now, to be fair.
Flexing.
You're sitting here beside your beautiful co-host who is on the verge of popping out a baby.
I am glowing, can we just say. No one in here ever says it to me.
I was going to say, when does the glowing start?
With that in mind...
You are horrible.
You are bet down.
That's just some random reference to an online video. He's not just randomly calling her horrible looking. I must defend my co-host.
I think it's a bit about...
Yeah.
Which part of the body expands significantly during pregnancy?
What?
Which part of the body expands significantly during pregnancy?
No, that's not fair.
What do you mean that's not fair?
Because I'm going to say the belly, the stomach. Yous are going to go, no, actually it's wrong.
Well then don't say that. What's your problem?
That's not quite easy.
Maybe it's a trick question. Maybe it's so obvious that it's the stomach, but imagine he doesn't say stomach. He'll be thick if he doesn't say stomach. If I 50-50 this and it's the stomach or the womb, I'm going to be fuming because I don't know. But technically, ask the question again. I'm panicking.
Why are you so angry at the miracle of life?
You just start worrying about your glow.
I'll get working on that.
Oh gosh, this is great, crack. Which part of the body expands significantly during pregnancy?
It's the stomach. I don't even need to 50-50 it.
Are you sure you don't want a 50-50? It's totally up to you now.
It's the stomach. And if it's not the stomach, I'm walking out that door.
I need a final answer.
Final answer. What the? It's not fair. The stomach.
It's not the stomach.
It is the stomach.
The stomach is where your food goes.
I broke my earphones.
Oh my god,
they're broken.
They're fully broken. I'm fuming.
Day one of the
Ask
girls.
The question again. Expands. What part of the body expands?
Significantly during pregnancy.
The stomach.
No,
your stomach, the baby's not
doesn't
your stomach,
expand.
Even though I said mine was. I was wrong about that. I didn't do
your
biology
belly.
In school.
Your stomach doesn't expand. Your 50-50 was going to be the belly or the uterus. The answer was the uterus, Dave.
Oh, for God's sake. I just hate this game. It's not
Do you
fair.
Know like the way your stomach is like this little vessel where your food gathers?
Yeah, but like you're outside the belly. Like, look.
Stop looking at mine as if it's so massive.
So apparently now I'm looking at
Avert
your uterus.
Get away from my uterus.
Your uterus is massive.
The first girly quiz back for 2026. Thought we'd start in a new slate, new attitude. Nah, there's already chaos. It's the girly
quiz. If I speak, I'm in trouble.
So well, and then it just went downhill.
The boss just came in specifically to be like, you know what? I think Dave's right.
Nope. The stomach does not expand during pregnancy.
The belly does. Which
but
I was saying,
different things.
The stomach and the belly to me are the same thing. I was always told by my mother to not say the word belly.
Because she's a medical professional.
She would say, no, it's not your belly, it's your stomach. But my mum likes me to speak properly.
Okay.
So she would simply be like, don't call it your belly, call it your stomach.
I get that.
Or your tummy.
The question Dave was asked was, which part of the body expands significantly during pregnancy? He said the belly. The answer was the uterus. And a lovely message in here to kick us all back, Dave. I think this is going to give you a pep in your step as you look ahead to next week. Kayla was on. Dave, my 4-year-old daughter just said, you're not stupid. You're just very special.
It's like my parent-teacher meetings all over again. He tries. He's not stupid. He's just special, isn't he? Special little boy.
He's a glint in his eye.
Lovely little girl.
Listen, we get a laugh out of him.
We've great crack in the staff.
He's not going to win any Nobel Prizes, but he should be on a stage.
And you know what? He's great at kicking a ball.
Yeah.